Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We all know what a stock split is, right? Something similar, yet not so similar, happened recently to Bitcoin. It's called the halving. And we have someone on the phone now to help us understand what this is all about. Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with Mariner Wealth Advisors. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville. Ashton, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is it all about?
So the halving event is a predetermined adjustment in the Bitcoin protocol designed to control the rate of new Bitcoin creation. Roughly every 4 years or after every 210,000 blocks are mined, the reward that Bitcoin miners receive for validating transactions and adding new blocks to the blockchain is halved. This means that the number of new Bitcoins created with each block mined is reduced by 50%. Initially, when Bitcoin was created, miners received 50 Bitcoins per block. After the first halving, this reward was decreased to 25 per block. And this process is encoded into the Bitcoin protocol to gradually limit the total supply of Bitcoin, with the ultimate cap set at 21 million Bitcoins.
Okay, and so these Bitcoin miners are gradually receiving fewer and fewer coins for these blocks that they are mining. What happens to the price? What has been the history of when this has happened in the past?
Historically, each halving event has been associated with a bull market, and the price of Bitcoin has substantially increased right after the halving cycle. However, it's essential to note that while historical trends provide insights, they do not guarantee future outcomes. And so Bitcoin's price is still subject to various market forces and dynamics. And if you're looking at it more so as an investment, the best time or the optimal time to actually own Bitcoin itself is about 6 months before the halving event and 18 months after the halving event. That two-year window is probably the best time, or has been the best time, to actually own it, getting most of that price appreciation before the quote-unquote crypto winter actually takes effect and you have a big pullback in the price of Bitcoin.
There was another event that has, they say, spurred demand as well, and that's the creation of ETFs that now invest in Bitcoin. Do you see that as well?
I do see that, and so that will be an interesting dynamic into this halving cycle, and the previous halving cycles did not have that institutional money actually coming into Bitcoin. And so this halving cycle could end up being different. If it follows some of the similar patterns in the past, that institutional money could drive that price up a lot higher than what previous investors were hoping for. But that's to be determined.
All right, now talk about when you're sitting down with a client and they're structuring their portfolio with you based on their time horizons, their goals, their risk tolerance level. Is there a place in just about everybody's portfolio for something like this, for cryptocurrency?
When constructing a portfolio, generally advisors and investment managers will look at having a portion allocated towards stocks and a portion allocated towards bonds. In recent years, when interest rates were relatively low, oftentimes people created a third bucket of alternatives, trying to be a bond proxy when they weren't really being compensated for owning those bonds, and finding something that would be a little bit more defensive for the portfolio, but still providing income and yield for the portfolio. If looking to incorporate Bitcoin, I would view this sitting in that alternative bucket. It's not really a bond. It's not really a stock. It's something different. It's something unique that needs its own allocation. I do think there is a place in portfolios for alternatives, but how you actually construct a portfolio is depending upon each and everyone's individual situation, as well as what they're looking to achieve. I always say, know what you own and know why you own it. Investments are going to go up and down, but if you know why you own it and the purpose that it serves in the portfolio, it's easier to ride out that volatility of the ups and downs and roller coasters of the market. And Bitcoin is definitely going to take you on that volatility roller coaster. But if you know what it is, know its purpose and what its purpose is in your portfolio, that makes it easier to ride out some of the volatility that you'll see inside Bitcoin.
Well, Ashton, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Glad to do so. Thank you for having me.
Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with Mariner Wealth Advisors in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.